Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man.
All right, guys, here we go. So this lesson is kind of an interesting concept, but it's something that's really, really important because it's what we all do. The title of this conversation right now is called Resolving My Inner Conflicts Through Someone Else. So this is a really, really big thing. This is what most of us do, like I said. We have inner conflicts, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but we resolve them through someone else. So let's talk this through. Here we go. So let's see. So most of us, we've learned pretty much ever since we were children to take care of our own personal struggles through other people. And it's to resolve whatever is going on inside of us. So someone else becomes the solution to our problems. And we use them and either to take away the problem or to put it on them. And that's kind of a projection thing where we'll cast our problems onto them or we'll deflect things off of us toward them. So regardless of how we do it, either they work it through, they take care of it, they fix it, they take it away, or we throw it on them, throw all the energy onto them, or we deflect it off of us and blame someone else and give it to them. So, but we use them to get rid of whatever this crap that's going on inside of us. So it's often done when we're a child, and we learn how to do it when we're kids, or our parents did this to us, and we pretty much have learned how to do that. So that's how we handle our problems well into adulthood. And so it does change and shift as we grow older, but we just use people differently than when we were little and when we were young. And we just change the way of managing our stuff as we age and as we change and grow older. But usually it just becomes a little more complex. We still do the exact same thing. And so we'll talk about how we use substances or counterfeits in the solid man process to manage those difficult emotions or experiences. Oftentimes we do that. We'll numb out. We'll avoid and stuff like that. So we'll use alcohol, weed, sometimes exercise, maybe workaholism, money, sex even. Sometimes even shopping. That's a really big deal with the Amazon stuff anymore. It's becoming more of an addiction than we realized it ever would be. But anyway, we do that to make ourselves feel better. That internal struggle, the internal conflict is going on. We make ourselves feel better by numbing out or escaping or diverting my attention of those internal conflicts onto something that kind of helps us to escape or get rid of those tough feelings for a moment, because we all know it doesn't get rid of the tough feelings. It doesn't really resolve them at all. But this is talking about a different category. Instead of using things like substances or counterfeits, we use people for the same purpose. Essentially, we're using people as things to resolve my own inner conflicts. So this is a pretty big problem. So if this does, I hope this really helps as we talk about this, because it could change the direction of a lot of stuff, how you resolve stuff. So just like we're using things, substances often to resolve by numbing out or escaping, we use people. So here's some examples of those inner conflicts. So when we experience things like difficult emotions, things like anxiety, fear, tension, anger, feeling powerless or feeling hopeless or maybe helpless. It's just any difficult emotion that we might have. It might be having a lack of a strong identity or not feeling good enough. This would be what shame is. I'm feeling not good enough. Something's wrong with me. I have low self-worth, low self-value. I feel unimportant, devalued. It's kind of like a general sense that I never measure up. So that's kind of the shame thing. So the first thing is difficult emotions. Second one is lack of strong identity. Third one is just feeling exposed. There's times when we're just embarrassed or feel like a failure or we're just, yeah, like I said, exposed. We're just out there and so we feel stupid, unwanted, maybe unacceptable or blamed. Oftentimes criticized, or people are looking at us with contempt or judgment. So that's feeling exposed. That's a pretty significant inner conflict. There might be a sense of just having a general sense of internal emptiness. This would look like depression, a lack of meaning, a lack of purpose, feeling incompetent, helpless, just some kind of inner turmoil like anxiety, but a little deeper than just feeling something. Feeling fatherlessness, feeling alone or isolated might be that internal emptiness. And then another category, the last category that I have listed here of our inner conflicts is when people cause us pain. We might be a victim of something really difficult. Somebody caused us harm with abuse or trauma, violating my space or violating a really significant personal boundary. Somebody might have hurt us physically, emotionally. They might have said some really difficult things. It might be rejection or being abandoned. Could be bullied or guilted. Feeling controlled or manipulated is oftentimes a feeling when people cause us pain. So whether it's difficult emotions, shame, feeling exposed, internal emptiness, or when other people cause us pain, these are the internal conflicts that I'm talking about. When these things are going on, what do I do? So then these are the things that we do that use other people to resolve those conflicts. So we'll go into fix-it mode and we'll fix it for others. We'll sacrifice our time. We'll over-functional or be overly responsible for others so we feel like we have a purpose and meaning so that they like us. We might under-function and rely on others to fix our problems, to take the victim posture, to feel cared for, and so I don't have to be responsible. We might find somebody else that we rescue and that we help so that we feel like a hero. It gives us a little bit of validation or purpose. We might do a deflection where we, because we feel internally criticized, we will criticize others or tease or point out what's wrong with them. Or we'll bully them since we feel shitty inside. And all that is doing is, since we feel shitty inside, we're just making other people feel shitty inside as well. And the cycle goes. But this is trying to resolve that crap inside of me, so I cast it out to someone else. We might withdraw or react to others as though they're your center of life. It's just reactive. I'm just going against what they say. And so that's a reactionary freedom. We put someone on a pedestal so I can feel worthy worshiping someone who gives me value. I'll seek the porn star or the yellowed-haired woman, as Robert Bly talks about her, to knight us with our value and worth and give us that external validation. She will resolve that internal conflict. We will sacrifice for someone. We'll submit to someone else's needs or their wants or their opinions because I don't feel worthy, so I'll be worthy when I'm giving or white knighting for someone else. We could deflect those painful things inside of me onto someone else. We can blame them or find fault, since I have this deep sense that something's wrong with me or the sense of blame. It's just easy to cast it out onto somebody else. Another term we use quite a bit is the whole idea of gaslighting. And since I feel crazy and exposed, I'll gaslight someone else and make them feel crazy so I don't have to feel crazy. We might yell or become grumpy or just walk around like some little shit or butthurt, creating a tense environment, hoping somebody comes and manages my mood. Oh, let's do this or let's take care of this. It's pretty crazy when you notice when somebody's trying to manage your mood and make you calm down. It actually makes you more grumpy. It's kind of crazy. will disallow others to feel a certain way and say something like, you can't feel that way, or will take it personally and then try to manage their moods and keep them from feeling a certain way because I feel a certain way inside. We'll take everything personally as though it's all about you and that others are always thinking about you all the time. Rarely is that happening. So taking things personally is definitely resolving my internal thing with somebody else. We will assume, we'll interpret things that happen to us from strange interpretations that are based on fear. Like, he looked at me funny, therefore he's mad at me. And then it goes sideways since now I'm using him to manage my feelings by placing the onus on him because he is obviously having the problem, not me. Well, guess what? That is now what happened, since now I cast it onto him. I'm not having the problem anymore. And so this is actually also called the ladder of inference. It's I take true data and I infer or assume a certain interpretation of what's really going on. And so this is I'm using others to manage my stuff. And it usually results in really negative outcomes because those interpretations that I'm taking the data, I'm just really messing that up because of course it's his fault or of course he's out to hurt me or whatever it is, whether it's he, she, or whatever. And so I manage it in a certain way through those crazy interpretations. We let others' bad behaviors excuse my bad behaviors, or we don't stand up against their bad behaviors since I need to pay penance or believe that I deserve it since I don't feel like I do deserve it. We'll manage moods is another one. To keep people liking us or to please others, we'll do our best to keep them happy or not get angry with us, and we'll do this often by lying or manipulation, covert contracts, pretty much whatever it takes to manage their moods and make them happy with you, because that's the mood that you want. And because they don't feel good about myself, I want them to feel good about me, then I'll feel good about me. It's kind of a crazy little cycle, but that's what I'm talking about as far as how we navigate our own internal struggles. We might become an emotional tampon and soak up all the negative energy from another person, or we become the scapegoat, which is the same thing, taking on the negative blame with somebody. So either being an emotional tampon and just soaking up all their negative energy, which now makes them feel better because now they can be happy with me, but I feel really shitty because now I got all that negative energy that I've soaked up. It's a horrible metaphor, but it's perfect because we do it all the time. And it's not good. Or become a scapegoat and take all the blame, which people need to be responsible for their own stuff. We might flood or unload our negative emotional energy into someone else's basket as well, so that they become my emotional tampon. I feel a lot better. I resolved my internal struggles. I just have done it through tossing it all into their basket, using them as an emotional tampon. We project what's inside of me onto others so that they feel what I feel. Of course, that's what they feel, but it's projecting. You believe this, I believe this, and it's just this all, it's an assumption. And projection is one of these things where it's just really kind of crazy thing. But since I feel bad inside of myself, I'll project that onto them and assume that they feel bad about themselves. It's a pretty wacky thing, but we do it all the time. And it just doesn't work like anything else. We might name call, since I feel shitty inside. I feel stupid, so I'll call them stupid. Again, projection. I'll push their buttons, or I'll do the one-upmanship thing, and I'll try to make myself look a little better. I'll one-up their, you did that? Well, I did this. Or I'll try to win at all costs, or be right at all costs, and to prove that you suck, because if you suck, therefore, I'm somebody, and now I'm better than you, and I've resolved my internal conflict. We might perpetrate abuse, attack, or go on the offensive, and we might manipulate as well, just to feel control and a little bit of powerful inside of us, because we don't feel powerful. So I use that to try to manage my own internal stuff by being in control, attacking with someone else. We could just do about anything we can to get external validation. I feel bad inside of myself, so then I want someone else to give me information to make me feel good. I feel okay. I seek attention from wherever I can get it because I don't feel good inside, so I'm getting it from someone else. That's a really big deal when sex is involved. It creates a pretty big category with that. We will seek external soothers. We'll find a security blanket to resolve our inner anxiety. Please care for me or give me a hug and give me what I need. I'm trying to have them soothe my internal anxiety rather than resolving myself. Or we might get defensive, attack or explain or double down with lies to prove that I'm right and okay. I get all defensive. I explain, try to be logical. Here's how it is and all that. If they only understood me, then I would be okay. I'm still using them to resolve my internal conflict. We could beat up the bullies because the bullies beat me up. So now because I felt really powerless as a kid, I'm going back and I'm beating up all the bullies in my life because that's how I resolve it, because I felt powerless at the beginning back then. Now I'm a powerful man, so I'm going to go be powerful. But that's where that line, hurt people, comes from. Because I've been hurt, now I hurt others. And that's just no way to go at all. But I'm resolving my internal conflict of not feeling powerful or feeling humiliated. So I'll humiliate them. I'll show you who is a boss and in control. Since I have no internal self-control, I'll just be a dick because... someone else in your life was a dick and was really controlling me, so I'll control you. Anyway, that's a pretty big list of stuff of how we actually do this. So, how is that working out for you? So, rarely does it create any kind of positive outcomes when we use anybody else to resolve our own internal struggles. So usually we'll feel resentment, pressure, distance, we'll feel abused, mistrust, feeling manipulated, maybe managed. We'll feel dumped on, like they dumped all our junk into our basket. Our experiences, these are all experiences when people have used us like this. It's just not good. You know what it feels like. And so using others is very, very abusive, and it's a form of codependency. We all do it. We all shouldn't do it. And what I'm saying is it doesn't work. And so now that I'm pointing it out to you, you'll probably start to see this just about everywhere where I feel something inside that's difficult. I'll go to someone else. Somehow I want them to resolve it, whether they fix it, whether they validate me, whether they I cast it onto them and project onto them or abuse them. It's just we use other people to resolve our inner conflicts. So what we want to do is be able to break the chain. And so the thing is, resolve your own damn inner conflicts. Let me say that again. Resolve your own damn inner conflicts. It's just not fair to toss your crap onto someone else and make them carry it. So what we want to do is build your own strong sense of self or autonomous being. You need to stand on your own 2 feet where you don't need anyone else to fix your stuff or resolve your issues. Okay, now it's true. You want to have other people to be a part of your life. And they need to be part of, taking care of some things, but they don't need to fix your shit. Okay, so it's really important to be able to be a man who's differentiated. I'm able to take care of my own stuff. I'm responsible for my own emotions. I'm responsible for my own mood. I'm responsible for my own choices about what I do with abuse and with trauma and whatever. I am responsible for that. I'm not responsible for my traumas, but I am responsible what I do with my traumas. It's a really important thing. I'm not going to go outside myself. I'm going to take care of my own inner stuff. And I can do it. That's part of it. So here, let's just say this. So notice and be aware of what you're doing and when you're doing it. So first, observation. Seems like it's always the most important step. Just see it. Second thing is put words to it. So write it down. Tell someone else what you've been doing. Confess it. Man, I've been tossing all my crap into your basket all these years. It's not right for me to do that. Accept your pain and your story, the things that you've been carrying. We've all been carrying a ton of stuff. So accept it, talk about it, and know whatever it is, it doesn't define you. And so let others feel and experience what they have going on. So don't get defensive or take it personally, whatever they're feeling. Let them feel it. Don't allow them to toss it into your basket. Don't manage them or don't try to explain your intentions or positions. Just be there with them and listen. You don't have to resolve it. Find your center would be the next thing. Who are you? What do you want? What are you missing? What do you need? And it's okay to actually collaborate with others to make those things happen, but don't use them to resolve it. Just be able to talk to them. This is what I want. Can you help me with that? And that's resolving it and having other people in your life. But with other people, don't use them to take care of it. So learn how to emotionally self-regulate and take care of your own stuff. Don't stuff anything down. Allow it to move through you in a healthy fashion. You're going to hear a lot more about emotions. I'm going to be taping one of those here shortly, recording that soon, about more stuff than just what's in Chapter 13 about emotion. That's going to be really important. But take care of your own emotional self-regulation. That's a big part of way to do this. And then commit to do life totally differently. Say something like, I commit to no longer toss my stuff into someone else. I commit to process my own pain and emotions like a mature human within my own self. So to wrap this up, I hope that you do see how pervasive this is, that we all use others to take care of or resolve what's going on inside of us. It's just not fair at all to use others this way. It's abusive, it's unkind, and it results in some very, very unfortunate relational categories. So my challenge is to see it, change it, and learn how to process your own stuff with self-regulation, self-resolution. So just a couple more words on collaboration. So instead of using someone else to manage your own internal conflicts, invite safe people into your life to help you out. People who are respectful, who love you, or just good friends who are there with you in tough times. They'll help you out and collaborate with you how to navigate your inner turmoil. They might say, here's how I've done it, and you can follow suit. They're not fixing it for you. They're just guiding you as good friends. The difference is this. The unhealthy pattern is to use people, often without them knowing, to manage the crap going on inside of you. The healthy pattern is to invite others into your life through conversation and vulnerability to be there with you and to come alongside of you to get through whatever it is. They know what's going on, and they're choosing to be with you. That is what a good friend or a good lover is. It's someone who knows your shit and wants to be there to increase your sense of well-being. This is a great life challenge to find these kind of relationships in your life. They're not doing the resolving their stuff with you. You're not resolving your stuff with them, but they're with you as you walk through your stuff. You're with them as they walk through their stuff, and you're with each other, just helping and guiding as you go through your own internal conflicts. So, as always, guys, have fun with that, and I hope it makes sense. And if you have any other questions, gosh, feel free to post it on the Telegram channel, and we could talk more about this. But I hope this really helps, and I know that if you actually work on this, you're going to probably find some pretty significant areas of your life that you've been trained as a kid to resolve your own stuff, and you're probably continuing to do it. And it's probably having a lot of negative effects on those relationships. So the more you shift this, the more you change it, the more positive outcomes you're going to have with your relationships. So as always, stay solid, my friends.